Welcome to iHeart Geek.
One second, let me take a drink of my.
How I should start? You want me to start?
That's perfect, actually. That works.
I'm gonna have a drink of my coffee from my Disneyland mug, since we're talking about amusement parks.
I'm all about.
I love that.
What is that called? Merchandising at any point.
I think my iHeart Geek shirt is in the wash.
Shame on you. I'm wearing my Red Lantern shirt. And welcome to another episode of iHeart Geek. And this is the weirdest non sequitur going into a show we have ever had, I think.
Yeah? Yes.
Yes.
We have probably.
We have our human commercial up to the left. We have Bly's below me in a Redbubble commercial, and we have me and Miss Geeky Page just kind of, we're here.
Being awesome.
Hanging out.
Being awesome. Being epic.
Just by our sheer presence.
Straight
sheer presence. Oh. This one came together last minute, so if there's some holes in it, I apologize, but not really, because I don't care.
He does. He really does care.
I do. I care way too much. In fact, I felt so guilty about putting up the listener feedback to yesterday. So I'm like, usually I give everybody a week. I'm like, okay. And we got more in the one day than we usually get in the week.
I love it. We got a lot of feedback. So when we get
who hasn't ridden some sort of amusement park ride or attraction? This is one of those things that hits everybody.
Yeah, it's just one of those common things for people. Everybody has that favorite one.
Yeah. That's why it's a topic, yo. That's how it rolls and stuff. So behind the scenes, if you guys hear any things that sound like gunfire or anything going on behind us, trick of the trade, it is the 4th of July when we're recording this.
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, it's way past that by the time everyone's watched this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We have another episode before this episode goes up.
Ooh. But happy 4th of July anyway.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July. And I hope you enjoyed
your... Happy 4th of July.
I hope no one came out looking like this. Because they blew off their fingers of fire.
For those of you who are just listening, Dub is holding up four fingers instead of five.
You know, I forget about that. We have more listeners than we see video.
Captain America last night?
I did.
Leave out your cookies and milk for Captain America.
Captain America.
Yes, I did.
Look, if it brings me Chris Evans, I will leave cookies and milk out every night.
Agree 100%. Because that's America's behind.
Well, guys, the show got different since we got two girls on here, dude. The show's really different now. Got weird.
Oh, Courtney's talking about Captain America again.
Everybody knows that's America's behind.
I thought that was Wonder Woman's. But anyway, go ahead. We are talking about amusement park rides today.
Yay!
Woo! And I watched a couple of videos before we came on, and I was terrified.
I made Dub watch videos of very scary roller coasters.
Are you scared of roller coasters, Dub?
I am terrified of them. I don't mind them as long as they don't. I don't mind the upside down. It's the staying upside down that I just I won't do.
It's the upside down that gets you. It's not the.
It's not the speed. No, that doesn't do it for me.
Not the G force.
Not the hurling towards Earth at 600 miles an hour.
Well, there's
from
no
420 feet in the air. Yeah, that's.
I drive really fast. That doesn't bother me. But I'm in control there. That's the only thing that's the big difference, I guess.
Does the height bother you?
No. No, it's just it's the hanging upside down. I feel like I'm going to die.
So, like, loop-de-loops, you can't.
They're
not your thing.
There's a couple of them I've went on when you do it and it doesn't feel like you go upside down. But it's when they have that stall. I'm like.
Gotcha.
I just. You know what? They had the Revolution and countless others where they do the. And then they just hang you up there, like, no, I'd rather just.
Oh, I've never done that, no.
And then underneath, you see all that change because everyone dropped everything.
I will tell you the story about change if you really want me to.
We'll get to that in a minute. I should probably do our introductions because I'm a bad host. Bad Dub. I'm Dub and I write this.
I'm Dub and I'm scared of roller coasters.
So therefore, let's do a roller coaster show.
Yes!
I'm not going to lie. First time I felt like I was like eight and I conquered going on Space Mountain, that felt like such a big accomplishment to me. It's like, I didn't open my eyes the entire time. I'm just like. And to my left, we have Miss Pixie. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for helping pretty up the show. The left side of the screen is way prettier than the right, so everyone knows. Yeah.
Says you.
So why is it on the left side?
Hell yeah.
He wishes. Blythe, you should shave that beard and be girl pretty just for an episode.
Just for a day.
So. You'd see so many chins wouldn't fall out of here.
Stop that joke. I know where that joke's going. You're not allowed to make that joke anymore.
He just quit it so quickly. Oh,
wow. My. Okay, so before we get in trouble, let's switch off of Blythe for a second and go to Miss Geeky Page. How are you doing? What are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, guys.
Yada, yada.
My name is Miss Geeky Page, and I'm a coaster freak. I used to have a hat that said that. Well, I love roller coasters. I love them. I love when a new roller coaster comes out, and it's like beating some record where it's like the tallest now, and I have to go on that ride. Yeah, I get real psychotic when it comes to roller coasters.
Real
psychotic. I used to have a baseball cap that said Coaster Maniac on it.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I just like roller coasters. I used to have season passes to Disney and Six Flags. In California.
Sounds cool. Okay, Blythe, who are you and what do you do, sir?
I'm Blythe, and I'm the tech guy, and I used to love roller coasters. When I was in middle school and high school, I really loved them. I used to love going to Magic Mountain. I'd ride everything. And then in my old age, something happened, and I just can't handle them anymore. I think me and Tara went to Magic Mountain once. I think we got super dehydrated and then just got super sick. And then ever since then, I just have not been for it anymore. I used to be like Courtney. I used to want to ride every, like I do research. I'm like, I'm going to this place in the country and this place. I'm going to ride this. Not no more. Now I just want to ride Pirates of the Caribbean because that's just a smooth journey.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates is awesome.
I don't like it since they put all the Johnny Depp in, though.
They're taking him out, though.
They are good.
We're getting a reboot with no Johnny Depp. Get him out of here.
Are you talking about the ride or are you talking about the movies?
No, the movie. They're rebooting the movies without Johnny Depp.
I don't mind that. I just don't want the, you know, I'm done with the pirate movies. There's been enough. I stopped watching
because of Johnny Depp. If they made a consensual universe, it'd be fine. But they ruined it.
My bet is they'll take him out, take some of it out of the ride. Because those rides, Disneyland rides, are always constantly evolving.
It's too much.
So
yeah,
and honestly, I was one of the people that got upset when they switched out when they had the pirates chasing the ladies and the one lady chasing the pirate and they took that out.
It's still there, but they put food in their hands. So it looks like the pirates are chasing the women for the food when those of us who are adult enough know that's not why the pirates are chasing them. Personally, I miss the redhead.
Which is the redhead?
When they would have the ladies
gets auctioned off.
Okay. Yep. They took that out too, I'm sure. Yeah, because
they changed it.
Humor.
To be not so what they had been told was too anti-feminist.
But I will say
I'm a big old feminist and I love the redhead.
I love the redhead. But
corporate America should not be telling us what we should and should not be offended.
I mean, it could also have been the fact that they were selling people, that's not such a good thing.
Yeah, but it was the reference to why they were being sold.
Entirely different episode to our
yes.
this will be an episode, and we're going to have a warning on it and everything. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I brought Disney mug just for this episode.
But let's just, anytime that you're offended by something we say, remember this. Fantasy versus reality. We talk about fantasy because we're a geek show.
Dorks.
Yes. So if you're offended by something, just say, oh, they're not talking about anything that's going on in real life. They're talking about this fantasy world that we've all grown and lived and love And leave it at that. Okay. There's my lesson for the day. Today's show is brought to you by your whatever your favorite roller coaster allegory is. I like the one in Parenthood where it talks about some people like the roller coaster. It goes up, then it goes down, and you're out of control. And you go, some people just like the Ferris wheel. But I like the roller coaster because it's out of control. And that's the allegory for life. Blah. Anyway, so whatever your favorite whatever your favorite roller coaster allegory is, that's what today's show is brought to you. Blah.
This guy, this
is gonna be one of those episodes, people. And just enjoy
the
ride.
He's already hitting the 4th of July hard today.
Right.
Because I'm sitting with my iHeartGeek created shaker
branded cup.
Yes, it's now branded. So yeah, and you know, if you would have had that when you went to watch on your roller coasters, you wouldn't have had the issue of being dehydrated. You could have enjoyed more roller coastering with your iHeartGeek stickers put onto your shaker, and you would have drank it and been happy, and you would have had that like floating back and forth on your screen.
Like the one that's dancing in Pixie's window?
That's the one. I'm sure.
I gotta say, Hal is a really good dancer, apparently.
I gotta say, this is two girls on the show, so it's really nice knowing no one is looking at me for a change.
They're all looking at you. Nobody's looking at us.
Yeah. You go out,
everybody's looking at you.
Believe that. Yeah.
They're staring at you. They have no idea why I'm sitting here. I'm an invisible thing. Just
I do understand.
Not really, and they're just used to me.
Ooh, we got a new shiny. Wow. We are so far off the rails.
So far off topic.
Okay.
So
let's go on to the topic at hand. When you're going on an amusement park ride, what makes a good I don't want to hear any specifics as far as what they are, but what do you think makes you will wait in line and be happy for this amusement park ride? What is what's the thing? I personally, lately, it's been the Disneyfication of everything, so I want to go on the Green Lantern or the Batman. Oh, yeah, these aren't Disney. Or, you know, the Iron Man or whatever, the Captain America ride, whatever. Because I feel like you're getting close to that experience. And that, to me, that's the first thing I'm looking for now. Which is kind of weird, I know, but because I don't really do the parks anymore. But I think it's really cool. I think that's helping to save the whole
So you would classify industry. It as you like themes.
I like themes. I do. Well, that's one of my favorite rides ever at Disneyland was what we were talking about earlier, Pirates. You know, because I love the theme and I love the story and the experience.
Feel.
And that story moment, rides. That moment of drop, yep. And then you're back into it. And then, I like that. So what are the elements to you all? Let's start with let's go with Courtney, because you're the roller coaster freak.
I am.
What is it? What you're looking for?
I like the story rides too, but like for me, the roller coasters are really kind of what the thrill rides are. Kind of the ones that draw me in the most.
What makes a good roller coaster?
It's like I said before. For me, it's like if I can get to the point where I'm almost gonna barf. So like on that like morning. Second loop de loop, or if like the G, you can feel the G forces if they're just enough that your butt lifts off the seat as you're turning. I just that's the edge of that line of terror that I absolutely love when it comes to
that's
a roller
the edge
coaster.
Of insanity.
I love it. I so love it.
No, thank you.
Okay, that's my favorite part. I love that, and like. What I love, like, about the rides that are suspension roller coasters where you are sitting, but the car is attached above, so your legs are dangling. That legs dangling over nothing.
So that gravity's crushing your bits?
Oh, I don't have bits down there, so it doesn't bother me. the only problem I have is I have issues with the pull bar. But yeah, no, I love that kind of stuff. Just, it's that... edge of you think you might die. Back of your head, you know you're not, but you're going to get to that point where you just to the edge you think you might die. That's a good roller coaster to me.
You know, there's a fart joke that I'm holding back so hard right now.
I made a bitch joke. Dub made a fart joke.
Oh, but you can all see. Go back. And
it's a show.
Listen to Courtney. Listen to Courtney's description of a roller coaster and tell me that it's not. You know, a fart joke just made it happen.
You think you're going to die when you fart? You know what? No,
I mean,
never mind.
Know.
Pretend I didn't ask
not
that.
Not on the state of your bowels, but I'm going to
that. No, I don't need to
need a visual, please. Yeah. No,
it's not that you want to die. If you ate a meal that was too big, and you're like, is this fart safe? Is it not? And you know, you're holding on to the edge of your chair. You're like,
maybe Duff's the one that needs to take a step back from the meat.
I'm a lady, and I don't have that problem.
You lie like a rug, Pixie. Top that.
See Dub going, is it safe? Is this safe right now? Am I in danger?
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
If I fart, will I die?
This went Jeez, so far me. From roller coaster. So
quickly. It's an allegory, man.
Okay. My favorite part, my absolute favorite part of a roller coaster, because I'm going to try to bring this back on topic.
Yeah, pretty,
speed. I love speed. I love loops. I love the ups and downs, because when I go on a roller coaster, that is what I expect. When I was younger, my favorite line was like, oh man, it's just as crazy as a roller coaster, all those ups and downs. If it doesn't have that, don't like it. Now, I have to specify, though, I don't like the jerking. There's this one ride at Disneyland that I hate. It's in California Adventure. It's like Goofy's Moving Day or something weird.
Yes, and it, I don't like that.
And it's like you wear this. One?
Yeah,
I hate that. I can't stand that. No, I need it to do like a roller coaster. Like when you imagine a roller coaster, you're imagining the ups and the downs. You're imagining the loops. You're imagining the speed. That's what I love.
The smooth.
That is what to me. Yeah, that defines the roller coaster. It needs to have the up, the down, the swivel, the loop. The speed around the corners, where their corners like rounded. They're not like ert. I hate that. That bothers
me. It literally says ert.
It sounds like it.
It does. When you're on it, that it sounds like ert.
Wooden roller coasters.
I don't like
problem.
I always feel like you're going to tip off the stupid thing.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'm a big guy. I'm like, I don't really want that feeling, you know?
Yeah, I unfortunately fit on little kids' rides, so I get that feeling a lot.
She says unfortunate, like she doesn't get on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride every time she goes to Disneyland.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
Well, it, you know, Pixie also knows that she has to look up and she sees the bar. Are you this tall? Blythe, what do you got, sir?
I think I'm on the same page as you, Dub. I like more of a thematic, like story-driven ride or attraction. I know that I haven't been since they opened it, but I really want to visit Star Wars Land because I've heard that
go so
entire
bad.
Area
I do too.
Of Disneyland is just one big story. And also, our listeners know and you guys know that we just had a newborn, and I was fully prepared to take that 2-month-old newborn to Disneyland for the opening of Avengers Campus in California Adventure before everything crazy went down. Yeah, but I would.
We're not allowed to talk about that. Right? Land, yeah.
That land, I am 100% like. Ready to just dive in, because if it's anything like they did Star Wars Land, it's going to be fantastic.
I still haven't seen Star Wars Land because I hate crowds. You know, I'm
all my friends loved it. Yeah, they loved it.
And I want to go to Wizarding World and all that.
I've heard though that Star Wars Land, they've done a really good job of creating queues for all the rides and attractions in it, so it's not overly packed.
Okay.
Because there's not a bunch of people waiting around to do stuff.
One thing but you a have lot seen of for Disney, they do that. They know all about crowd control.
Yeah.
You know, and they, one of the they things, get you in and out of rides, and they've got it, everything staggered, and especially
the show
fast
they have
passes.
Now for it. That's starting
yeah,
with Star
I mean,
Tours,
they,
by the way.
Yeah, they got it figured out. So
they staggered a long time ago. They started changing all of their lines because, like, one of the biggest complaints was actually Space Mountain's ride. When you're waiting in line, it was so narrow and skinny, and you're right on top of everybody. And people started complaining of claustrophobia. And there's no surprise there. You get inside the building in the same thing. And they had to actually redo Star Tours as well for that same reason. So now they have learned, and they've made all of their lines handicap accessible.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of sucks because all those people that are like, oh, I got a surgery on my foot. Now I have to ride in a wheelchair. Try to go to the back of the line to go in that handicap entrance that they used to have.
Yeah, I know people.
They took all those out. They took all of those out.
Good.
Yeah. So,
take advantage.
No.
Here's my 20 friends that I'm with too.
Yeah. If you don't have an actual medical condition, they will not give you that pass to go that way. Good. So for those of you that don't know, swing by that city hall on the main entrance of Disneyland. Let them know if you actually have a medical condition, and they will help you to the best of their ability, because Disneyland
you don't get to the front of the line anymore. Good.
You don't. You also don't have the fast pass. You can go to any of the kiosks, and they will help you set up a time for your next fast pass.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I would love to one of these days organize an iHeartGeek trip of like 20 of us to go to Disneyland. And yeah, if anybody has the fortitude to set that up, because I'm not going to do it, I will be there.
I mean, we need Disneyland to be open first.
Yeah.
So
what's open that? And then we all need to figure out how we're going to do money and then where we're staying.
Okay, I'm not having fun anymore. I'm no longer having fun. Never mind.
I got roller coasters again, please.
I'm done. We're good.
Just get a big van and camp out on the beach.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Fairgrounds versus actual amusement parks. What gives you the fonder memories? I like fairgrounds because that's more what I grew up with. I'd go to Disneyland once a year, but we'd go to the fair several times a year. And we'd get the bracelets, we'd get unlimited rides, all that fun stuff. Y'all remember that stuff. I love the amusement park rides, and I love the fear that, you know, that guy's drunk and he put this thing together. Awesome. That guy didn't have all his teeth and he put this together. And wow, is that meth teeth? That's meth teeth, isn't it? You know, that's where you learn what meth teeth looks like.
Jeez.
It's at your county fair.
Yep.
I enjoyed the fairground experience. It was never as crowded, all that other stuff. You saw people you know everywhere, and you're riding, you know, I mean, you can go pick up a girl when you're riding these little circular, everything just spins in a circle.
Everything goes in a circle.
Yeah, but they're so much fun, except for the zipper, because if you're going the zipper, you're insane. Anyway, go ahead. So what are you guys like? Do you like the park, or do you like the amusement? Yeah, amusement park or fairground, I'm sorry.
I never really grew up with the fairgrounds.
That makes me sad.
The only, you know, where I'm from, we just didn't have that. What we did have was we had a lot of, whoops, where did I go?
I don't know.
My
there
screen
you
just flipped.
There you go.
Okay,
you just
sorry.
Moved down. Wow.
I don't know what's happened.
That just confused everybody that's watching. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Don't press buttons.
But I didn't mean to. I was trying to, like, my screen started to move, so I went to adjust it. The thing that, like, I never grew up with it. I never had that in my life. But every time that I had, like, friends that would be like, oh, man, we just went to the fair, I'd be like, well, tell me about it. Show me pictures. Or they'd go home, and they'd be like, oh, I just came back from, you know, visiting my family. We went to the fair. And every time, we'd still go meet up at, you know, Disneyland or this, like, because I had season passes. And we'd still meet up and we'd talk about it. And the one biggest complaint they always had was, it was just, it's not clean. Like, you go to Disneyland and you pay, and it's expensive, yes.
It's really
But you're also,
expensive.
You're paying that amusement park for the cleanliness. Because you go to a fairground and it's just in the middle of dirt. You're hoping everything's clean. Those porta potties haven't been cleaned in who knows how long.
A week, but because that's how long they've been there.
Probably. Well, you hope that they were clean before they set up shop.
That's
and also,
you're glad
while
to
they
be
were
guy.
Setting up shop. Yeah. But I do, honestly, I think some part of the parks has such a novelty to it. So when you go to Six Flags, like, with a lot of the rides and a lot of the games, when you're playing those games in the, you know, the boardwalk areas, you're winning prizes. So you're taking home these novelty items from that park, from mm-hmm. Disney, from Six Flags, from insert your favorite park here. Even the water parks have novelty areas. And it's like you're not just paying for the expensive, hi, I just came here to say I was here.
Yeah.
You're paying for the rides, for the environment, for the theme. So I have an affinity to a park, but I've also never fully experienced the fairground.
Fair enough. Courtney?
I'm going to go with parks.
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Point. Whatever. Cedar Rapids is actually.
We heard about this for 45 minutes before the show started.
Cedar Rapids is actually the water park portion of Cedar Point, so you're okay. But yeah, so those of you who didn't get to listen to me rant about Cedar Point for 45 minutes before the show started, I'm going to talk about it now. But for me, it's because that's what we did. That's like one of the first amusement parks I ever went to. And we did state fairs because I grew up in Las Vegas, but we're from Ohio. So we didn't move here until I was 10. So everything prior to that was in Ohio or Texas. And Cedar Point is the big amusement park in Sandusky, Ohio. And it's got some of the oldest and largest. And, you know, it's one of the oldest amusement parks, I think, in the country. And it's got some of the best rides. But that's, like, the first time I ever went to an amusement park. I think I was about 8, and we went to Cedar Point. Mm-hmm. And then my grandfather worked for a factory in Ohio. And they would have their company picnic there every summer. And it was usually when we were visiting my grandparents, we'd go back. So all my cousins and I would go to the company picnic with grandpa and my grandma, and we would just ride rides all day long. And so that's kind of how I feel. I like the fairground stuff because I've done the fairground stuff, but I also, for why you like it, Dub, is why I don't like it. In an amusement park, I know the ride is safe. I know if I'm going to die, it's because of the thrill of the ride, not because of the person who put the ride together.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, terrifying.
Blythe, what do you like, sir?
So I grew up here, so not too many. I mean, not that I was around like fairgrounds type stuff. You have like the things in like the parking lots of casinos.
And the ones at the Meadows Mall.
Yeah, the ones at the Meadows Mall. So
circus,
not a lot of those growing up.
Pedophiles.
I grew up on, well, that's what I grew up on was Adventure Dome, circus. Yeah. Like that was my amusement park growing up.
Which is better, by the way, that's a lot better park than people like to give it credit for.
Yes.
It's actually owned by the people that own Cedar Point.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I'm serious.
Here we go.
They bought it and they changed. That's when it started to get real good because they're serious about coasters.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm an amusement park guy, not so much the fairgrounds. I think I like it more now. Like, it's cool to go and hang out and eat and stuff like that. But I think I'm more of an amusement park guy, for sure.
Yeah, fair enough. All I can say is I can't watch Abraham Lincoln at the fairgrounds. So, you know, that's kind of my thing. Okay, here's a question you guys didn't know was coming. What kind of ride would you design for, let's say, the Tournament of Kings? Sean should be here for this one. But for, like, Tournament of Kings, what ride would you design to make that into, a all-inclusive experience? What kind of roller coaster? A freaky one? High speed, the joust. What roller coaster could you see in, or ride could you see in that? I can see Courtney's wheels are spinning on this one. So I don't know. I think I'm going to wait for you because I think that this is going to spin for a minute. Blythe, what do you got on this one?
So I don't think I understand the question. So you want me to make a ride?
Yeah, for Tournament of Kings.
For Tournament of Kings.
To make it into an amusement park. Based around that. Just, we're Vegas, that's what we have. So that's kind of what
you want, a ride or an amusement park?
I want a ride, but you're making a ride for an amusement park.
So you want a ride that's based on the Tournament of Kings.
Yeah.
I would probably do something akin to the, like, and this is on my top five, but the Toy Story Mania, like, Buzz Lightyear thing, where it's like an interactive ride where you, when you enter the ride, people go into like separate places of the ride. So each one's on an individual team, and something during the ride gives you like a point structure to where when you come out the end, there's like a winner. So you know how like the Tournament of Kings has all the different,
they have all the different countries,
the different colored knight. Yeah. The different colored countries and knights and stuff like that. So you would have that, you would have different countries. You go in, you're that particular country, and then everyone's, like, duking it out to be, like, the top knight.
Cool. Okay, so almost laser tag.
Almost like laser tag, yeah.
Pixie, what do you got on this one?
Laser swords. I was thinking
laser swords.
We're almost so boys. Like somebody came up with that. No, I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, interactive, yes, but to where your, what was the ride? There was like a like the Indiana Jones ride is what I was thinking more. Mm-hmm. So when you get on the ride and you first go through it, you're ricketing through, and then all of a sudden it's like one of three doors. But what I would do is every seat has a different flag on it or a different color seating. So you're part of that country that night.
Okay.
So when you're going through, you have to fight the dragon. So you and the dragon would be fighting each other, and at the end of it, here's the winner.
That'd be cool.
And it would still be all of the countries together, because I'm a little bit about that, like, working together to get to the end. But it would be a fun way to do it. And it would, and each, I feel like each train, if I will, I'm going to call them trains for now, but each train would have different colors at the beginning, like just switching it around, putting one color in the beginning for this one, one color. Maybe. So that would be the winner for that train.
Nice.
But you're still all working together. And so you're riding through and you're fighting that that dragon that comes up, because I may or may not have seen the show recently before quarantine. And you have the fire, but you can also, because of that, you can also have the interactive stream. So you can have, like, you're going through the dining hall and you're trying to find your seat, and you can have the dancers going by, and you can have the fun scenery and the drinking, and then the flames happen and you go into a different room real quick and you duck in from the roller coaster to a different area. I don't know. I feel like that would be a fun way to do that.
You know what would work with that kind of idea, Pixie?
I love this. This is like being in a boardroom with no money.
Yeah, it's cool.
Have you guys ever been to Harry Potter Land in Universal Studios?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
They have that coaster that's like coaster, and it's also like
the like,
video
the
screen theme, like motion ride. So you yeah. could definitely play something like that off of that.
It's
so.
it's the one in the castle, right? You're talking about that one. Yeah. Yep. I can't think of what it's called, but yeah, it's like the Harry Potter Wizard's Flight or something weird.
Yeah. So you, I don't know, have Dub Courtney, have you guys done it? So it's you're cool. It's a roller coaster. No. So you're going through Hogwarts, and then like it'll stop at like a video screen, and then I don't know if you've ever done like Soarin' Over California, California Adventure.
I love Soarin'.
So it's like that. Like you're hanging, and then you jump in front of a video screen, and then you go over like the Quidditch fields, and then it takes you outside, and then you come back inside, and then the roller coaster starts again. It's super cool.
Sounds cool.
Okay, there's other things to that.
Let's see what those wheels were spinning out.
So mine is not a story ride like the two of you have come off with. What I would probably do is I would marry something like the Loch Ness Monster and Drachenfire. Okay. The Loch Ness Monster is the only roller coaster that has two interlocking inversions. So you have the one circle, the one loop-de-loop, and then there's a loop-de-loop that goes inside that loop-de-loop.
I'm good.
That you do. And then the Drachenfire, which is no more. It was both of these were in Williamsburg. Loch Ness Monster is still there. They closed down the Drachenfire. Basically, the car is a dragon, because Drachen is German for dragon.
I caught that.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know. But it's the only roller coaster. At the time, it was the only roller coaster that had six inversions, which is six loops in a way. Wow. It never really worked quite right, so that's why they had to shut it down. But I would kind of marry the two of those, so that your six inversions could be each land or each night, and then the two interlockings could be Mordred versus Mordred, who's the dragon, in against whoever the last remaining.
It's kind of like King Arthur, if you will. It's the son of.
It's like Lancelot or something. I don't know who they decided. It's been a bit since I've seen it.
I forgot. I don't remember his name, but it was like if you will, it would be like Prince Philip. It would be like the king. Here's the king, and then it's his son. But
yeah, see, Arthur didn't have a son other than Mordred.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, that could be the interlocking could be the final battle, as it were, and then you ride in the dragon the whole time.
Wow, mine is so much simpler than all y'all's. I think it's got 400 yards. It's a square, basically. And you scout somebody, and then you just barely miss, and you, like, do a spin-off, like, because you're just on a rail, and you spin every time to miss the other joust. All four ways. Mine's stupid. Okay, I feel
like... No, it's not! Right,
I like that, actually. That's actually reminiscent of the Toy Story Mania thing, where you're constantly, like, spinning before you get to the next set of screens.
I thought everybody's was good.
What Dub wants is, you know those little animal carts that, you see the kids riding in the malls? You get on those.
No, but it's a full circle. You go a full circle, and it's fast. It's really fast. It's like 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds.
I literally wrote mine down so I knew what to say when I was talking.
What was the first roller coaster you feel like you conquered? Like you were terrified to go on to? And I'm sure these are going to be a lot simpler than the heavy duty ones we go on later, but what was that first one you feel like, I don't want to do this, I'm gonna do it, I'm making myself do it? What was the first one? Pixie, it looks like you had one because you were raising your hand.
Well, I was gonna make sure it conquered. To conquer one is to overcome your own fear, and
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Ninja? In Six Flags,
what is that?
Oh, that was
what terrified it? What terrified you about
it? So I have, for somebody who loves roller coasters, I have a massive fear of heights. I rode on, like, all the other rides there, like Superman, where it goes really high and then really back. I was fine. But getting on Ninja, so you get in, you sit down, it's hanging from above. You sit down in your chair, and then the floor drops out from underneath you, and you're thinking, oh, this is fine. And then where you're sitting goes like this. So then you're just facing the ground the entire time. Now, I have a fear of heights. So to get on a ride, have the ground just disappear from underneath me, and now I'm facing the ground, but I'm not falling, mm-hmm. is terrifying. So then you go on the roller coaster, and you're just spinning, and you're doing this, and you're going this way, and this way, and this way. I was terrified to go on it because I saw people, and my friend is standing there next to me. She's all of about 5 foot nothing, and she's holding my hand like, we can do this. And I'm like, well, you are not a comfort. Right. No, I'm taller than her. I'm 5'5", I swear. But she's holding my hand, like this little tiny thing is holding my hand going, it's okay, we got this. And I'm like, no, you're not a comfort. This is terrifying.
She'll fall first, though, because she's lighter.
That was the first ride that when I got off it, I was like, I survived. I did it. And I walked away, and I have not come back on that ride, I won't lie. But saying that I rode it was like, okay, hey guys, I rode Ninja. I'm alive. Okay, I'm good. We're good. I'm here.
Nice. Blythe, what do you got, sir?
So the first one that I feel like I conquered, and it's not even a roller coaster, I have a tremendous fear of heights and elevators.
Really?
Oh.
So my fear of elevators.
Start taking the stairs, yo.
So my fear of elevators, where like a normal building elevator, I'm fine. It's the excessive elevators that I have a problem with. Like anytime we went to the Space Needle and to the Empire State Building, freaks me out. It's too high. But the first ride that I conquered that I really felt like was the I don't even know what it's called, but it's the free fall at Magic Mountain. That giant free fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just can't remember what it's called either.
Yeah, but any kind of free fall just terrifies me. And I did that when I was in high school, and I was like, that's it. I thought I was going to pee my pants, and I didn't, and I made it through it.
Oh.
Nice. Courtney, do you have one for us?
Yeah.
I see you've been racking your brain this whole time.
Well, I think it's what you say by free fall, like you're in a cart and you go all the way up and then it just drop you, right?
Yeah, you go up, and it stops at the top and it shows you the skyline, and then you fall, about how, like, and then it brings you back up, like, and then you fall again. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's similar. It was called the demon drop. And it's literally the same thing. I think it's really similar to the Superman ride that's there now.
So is it a coaster that goes up and then comes back down, or is it just the seats that go up?
This is you're standing in a demon drop, you're standing, and then they strap you in, so you're in, there's only like it's only like 10 people across.
Yeah,
you're all standing like this, and you're in a cart, and it goes straight up, and what it does is they take you in this elevator, this box or whatever. They have them like all over. The one I went on was just called the demon drop. Mm-hmm. And they take you to the very top, and you don't know when they're going to do it, but then they drop you.
Yeah.
And the cart goes all the way down, and then there's usually like a loop, not a loop, but like a curve at the bottom so that it slows you down, but then it'll shoot you back up halfway again. And it's a straight shot fall.
yeah,
from the top of the thing.
It's more like a free fall than the
swing. Yeah, and I think I was about 13 when I went on it. And it just, it scared the snot out of me.
Yeah.
Nope. Thank you. I can't. It's harder to edit this.
Yes. Yeah, I realized I was saying it. I'm sorry about that. It just scared the snot out of me. And so I'm like, I'm going to get, because I would like ride all the other rides, but I wouldn't get on the Demon Drop. And I'm like, fine, I'm going to get on the Demon Drop. So I got on it and now it doesn't bother me. Don't ever need to do it again. Yeah. or any ride similar to it. But yeah, so mine was the Demon Drop.
Did you guys, either of you, dislike Tower of Terror?
Mm-mm. Yes. I have a story about Tower of Terror.
I love that one. I like
when I was going to, when Dub did his top five, I was going to tell you guys my story of Tower of Terror.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go there. I just was curious because that's also one of those that brings you up. You get a great view of the skyline and then.
Yeah, and see, that's different than, I love the Tower of Terror, but the Demon Drop, literally, I think maybe just because it takes you up and then drops you back down again, and that's all you get. And that might be why. But it scared the snot out of me, and I wouldn't ride it for the longest time.
I was 15 years old, and went to Knott's Berry Farm with my cousin and our families, and I went on the Boomerang, because me and my cousin decided that these two girls were going to follow us around, or we were going to follow them around. I don't remember exactly how that worked, but they said, look, we're going to go on the Boomerang. And as previously noted, I don't like going upside down on rides. So I'm like, no, I don't. Gotcha. Crap. And you know, you got that tough guy bravado at 15, like, okay, I can do this. And I sat through it and I didn't even make a sound. I was like, I conquered this bad boy. Cause you go up and then down really fast, all the way around, went upside down, down a straightaway, back up, and then you do the whole thing in reverse. It's like, that's why it's called the Boomerang.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whoo!
Was that like the ride at the Sahara?
I don't remember. I've never went on the Sahara ride.
Yeah, it was like a race ride. It went straight, it looped, you went up, you went came up. Back down.
That's exactly what it was.
The whole thing backwards, yeah.
Yep.
The NASCAR ride?
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to our listener feedback.
And now, let's see what all of our geek rock stars have to say.
And now we get to do our listener feedback. And today's feedback, and by the way, you guys are all champs for coming in literally last minute. Because I put this up less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
But 12 hours ago. And y'all just like kick butt and answered. I appreciate it. The question I asked was, what is your favorite amusement park ride? And as usual, Miss Geeky Page is going to read them because I hate reading them. Go ahead, ma'am.
So first off, thank you guys for all this great feedback. There's so much that I'm not going to be able to read it all. So if I don't read yours, I'm sorry. We still appreciate it. We just don't have a lot. We don't have 4 hours to go through everybody's feedback, and I wish we did.
Or it was edited out because you did put in why. Just saying.
There is that too. If you didn't put why, it was your favorite ride. I'm not going to read it out. So there you go.
Yell in the comments below.
Yeah, yell at me in the comments below if I forgot you or if I said something wrong or if you just feel like yelling at me. So hitting me up.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I can do that?
You do that anyways. You don't need permission.
You're right.
Okay. So we're going to start off with we're going to start off with Scott Skeen, and his favorite is one that I mentioned earlier, the Loch Ness Monster at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. So they were there on a family trip. Early morning rain emptied the park, so he rode it 37 times in a row without having to get off. Most awesome thing I've ever experienced at the time. Scott is a coaster fiend, and we are now best friends. Dino from the
podcast.
This is the Crazy Mouse. He said he rode it with his son, Killian. He rides it with his son, Killian, every time, and it scares the poop out of him more than any other roller coaster. Tyler Romaine says, at the fair, it has to be the Gravitron. It's such a fun time once the spinning effect goes away and you feel nothing but the centrifugal force smashing against the wall. Trying to stand horizontally in a wall is a trip. Christina Bellman says the El Dorado in Prim because I almost fell out the top. The biggest thrill ride ever. Okay.
No. That's all. No.
That's not why it's fun, I swear.
So our own PB&J is the Viper at Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's considered old school, but at one time it was a state-of-the-art coaster. The voice of the show
Todd says
he's always loved the Goliath at Six Flags in Cali. There is a massive 220-foot initial drop, and then you're off to the races. Danielle Houston says, for nostalgia, he grew up going to Carowinds and especially loved the section dedicated to Wayne's World. But he was terrified of roller coasters. So he says Universal Studios is where he finally conquered them, and he rode the Incredible Hulk coaster in the front row. Kimberly Romaine said her favorite experience was riding the Vortex, which is at King's Landing in Cincinnati, by the way. It is a corkscrew deal. She said that she rode it with her brother, who's a paraplegic, who is paralyzed from the waist down. And when we went through this corkscrew, his legs kept spinning and hitting her in the face. He was trying the best to hold on to them while she was trying the best to fight them off. Funniest experience of our lives. I really like that. Mickey Rourke, our own resident pirate, obviously likes Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. It was a ride where he had one of the pivotal moments of his youth. He said he'd just come a failed attempt of pulling the sword out of the stone in Fantasyland and ended up going on Pirates, and his dream of being a knight vanished and he decided to be a pirate. Danielle Ariana says Montu at Busch Gardens, probably the smoothest roller coaster she's ever been on, where she genuinely felt like she was flying. Sean Washington says it was Greased Lightning at Astroworld in Houston, Texas. Good call, because I remember Astroworld. It was the first adult level roller coaster that he rode with his mom, and it brings back great memories of sitting by her side when we were shot like a rocket at 66 miles per hour. For Satomi girl, seriously? This is the longest. Not reading this all.
She published for this show.
So for speed, she talks about Rock and Roller Coaster at Disneyland, Disney World's Hollywood Studios. It is pretty amazing. For her drops, she's got Kinga Ka, which is in Six Flags, New Jersey, which I believe is like the third or fourth fastest roller coaster in the world. Acceleration out of the gate, and then a drop that's the closest I've ever felt to when she went skydiving. This is long. Best cue is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey at Universal Orlando.
She sounds so British when she says that.
She does. Talking about a fully realized experience, you're there at Hogwarts. And for nostalgia, she's basically put every ride at Disneyland.
Fair enough.
Like that.
She's got Indiana Jones, the Temple of the Forbidden Eye, which we've talked about as well, and then Pirates and also their stuff. Now, I will read that she goes, she was fortunate enough to be working at Disney early on for the ride. She's talking in terms of Ride of the Resistance. I was fortunate enough to be working for Disney on an early on in the ride's life and got to do an event where there were real snakes. No, I guess she's not talking about that. You jumped all over the place to tell me. She's talking about Indiana Jones, but she mentions riding the Resistance in there. Okay. Where there were real snakes in one section of line and completely transformed marketplace street with the live goats and costume characters when you emerged from the ride after Twilight. Nobody does it like Disney. So that is everybody's that I have on my list. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much. We appreciate it. Y'all know we do, and I hope that you like your names being read on air and butchered.
And if I fumbled any of those, I'm sorry.
Poo happens.
It's early, and I haven't had enough coffee.
That's why I have my coffee. And let's go on to the main event.
Now it's time for the main event.
And for this version of the main event, we asked each other, I guess I could say that, what is our top five favorite rides or attractions? And mine were all Abraham Lincoln. That doesn't count, does it? That's a feature, not a attraction.
Dang. Not quite a ride.
Okay, I'll write my list, I guess. Okay, there's my list. Okay, so I'll start with me, I guess. And we will go with my number five, which was Splash Mountain.
Yay.
This is going to be going away, and it makes me sad. We'll leave all that.
Just the skin, though. The ride itself is going to
stay. Yeah, the ride is going to be
just the theme.
Like, but again, I like the story. You know,
I get that.
Like I said before, I like my stories of when
do
I
you not things. Do you enjoy the movie Princess and the Frog?
I did not.
You did
because I don't I like strong that. Female characters.
Because you don't like
I
strong female
that
leads. That
I
makes sense.
That
makes sense.
I gave
that
to
sense.
You. No, yeah. Actually, it just I didn't.
You like the music though, don't you? You like the music?
You know
all that jazz music?
I got about halfway through.
Oh, I'll watch okay.
It. Wow.
It's one of those I watched when I was falling asleep, so I need to give it a chance.
Okay. I really like it. The bad guy is one of the best villains, I think, in Disney creation.
Disney's best movies, in my opinion.
I love it.
I love it.
But it's not everybody's cup of tea.
But, but regardless, I mean, I grew up with Briar Rabbit, Briar Bear, you know.
Yeah.
It really has nothing to do with the book that they're complaining about. I read the book of Briar Rabbit, Briar Bear when I was growing up. I didn't know all the other stuff that went along with it, and 99% of people don't. Yeah, I love the story. I love the tar baby pits and the throwing them in the briar patch and all that. It's a lot of great memories. And that drop was amazing.
Yeah. And they'll still have that drop.
Yeah, remember, the drop's not going away.
They will. It's still going to be there. It's just going to be a new theme, that's all.
Yeah, I think I look at the changes of the Disneyland rides as they're always evolving. They're always changing. Yeah. And that was...
You have to. You have
to. You know, and that was... That was Walt's dream, too. So
that's it, the small world, because that hasn't changed in freaking 90 years.
I still hate sucks. That ride. Technically, it has changed. It's still the same ride, but they add new things all the time, or they take things out. They just readjust the characters.
Yeah.
You know what they could do to get the same effect as Small World? If they make it Frozen and just have Let It Go on repeat.
Baby Yoda touring you through. Courtney, what is number five?
Get it out of here.
Lies would love that. My number five. He's never going to recover from that. Never.
Carol Channing's about to come out. Carol Channing's
out. I love it. Hey, Scary. Oh, I love
Scary.
I love your Carol Channing. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm down, Dub. Your head's about to explode.
Yes. Oh, we lost Pixie, too. Ooh,
bye, Pixie.
Sorry.
Hello again.
Sorry.
You go ahead. Okay. I want to hear you. Go ahead.
You have to stop doing that or I'm not going to be able to.
You're number five. I want to hear it right now.
Okay.
Courtney, start it so you shut him up.
He'll never shut up. Okay, so my number five is called The Mind Bender. And it is one of the only one of the first triple loops. It's at a place called Galaxy Land, but it's basically an amusement park inside the West Edmonton Mall in Canada. And it's three loop de loops. And I remember that thing made me so sick, and it was so awesome.
Do they play hockey there? Because that's the only thing they have in it.
There is an ice rink in that mall, too.
Is there a big statue of Wayne Gretzky?
I don't remember.
The only great thing to come out of Edmonton?
Well, it's Edmonton.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm doing hockey jokes on a geek podcast and nobody gets what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah. I don't know. It's a huge mall and there's a water park and all that kind of craziness. And we were there for a hockey game. We were in Edmonton for a hockey game and we went to the mall day. And
can I ask what year?
God, it was got to be. Gretzky was playing for the Kings. So
okay,
that tells you.
84.
90s.
Somewhere between 84. 5 and 90.
Before me and Pixie were born.
Oh, shut up!
My brother was probably... My brother was probably about...
Shut up! Oh, that's why you don't get the Carol Channing joke. Okay.
I love Carol Channing. Don't start with me.
It was probably 90 or 91 around there, because my brother was about 8 and he was a huge hockey fan.
The end of Gretzky's career there in the Kings. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he was at the Kings. And we were
Messier,
I think we were
going
to
they
see...
had nobody then. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
We met, I don't know. We had, I don't remember. It's been a while.
Blythe.
My number five is, I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Toy Story Mania in the Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. I like those rides that are interactive. They have the little game element to them. And they give you a little score at the end of it. I don't know how accurate those scores are. I've felt like I've done pretty well. And then I get to the end and it's like, I get mad.
My best friend beat me all the time. I feel that Toy Story Mania every time. I'm always like, I swear I hit those targets.
My best friend always beats me, and I'm like, I don't think you won this time.
For those of us on YouTube that are watching Blythe's mouth and voice go off, apologize, I can't fix it. Stop that. I see what you're doing right now. Yeah, funny guy. I can't fix it, so I apologize. Don't yell at the production guy. Okay, go ahead there. You guys can stop now. Go, Pixie.
My number five is actually one of the first ones I ever rode, was Ghost Rider at Knott's Berry Farm.
Did they play the Henry Rollins Ghost Rider while you were in line?
No.
That would have been epic. Sorry, go ahead.
I was with my family, and it was near Halloween because it's near my birthday, and it was supposed to be really scary, and my family was like, oh no, honey, it's fine. And I still remember my grandma trying to convince me, no, you're going to love this ride. And I looked at her like, I'm not getting on this ride if you're not going to sit next to me. And my mom is like behind me over there like, I'm right here. And I'm like, oh no, grandma's trying to convince me to get on this ride. I'm going to make her ride it with me. There ain't no, she's got to ride it with me. And I remembered that, and it was really funny because I had gone on a couple of the smaller, like, kiddie coasters, but this was the, like, first adult coaster that I had gotten on. So Ghost Rider would be number five.
Outstanding. Okay, cool. Number four is something we've already discussed a bit. Again, the thematic elements in it is what makes me love it, not necessarily everything else that goes with it, was the Tower of Terror, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. I guess I need to be more specific because I think it's been a couple. What else has it been?
Death Tower of Terror.
It's now Mission Breakout.
Yeah, I like the Twilight Zone stuff because the Rod Serling stuff on there was just amazing. The doors open up. It's got the talking Tina and all that other horrific episodes we've talked about a million times. And it was
the
just
song. And it still exists at Disney World.
Yeah I'm not going to Florida. We
have you
Vegas.
Been on the Guardians one?
No.
I've heard it's fantastic.
And it is.
It's on my list.
It has.
I love it.
Different. So it has different shows, right? Like so every time you go on it, it's not the same.
Like Star thing. Tours does now.
It's a little bit like Star Tours. I've only gone on it twice, and it was just varying, just little tiny different clips. You start out pretty much the same though.
Does Mary Poppins show up? That's the important question.
Says who?
No.
Mary Poppins.
Michael. Yandu.
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 Is he
Yandu.
Not in it?
Uh-uh. Yandu is not. Well, not that I've seen. Not that
the
I've queue, seen.
The queue now is the Collector's Palace. That's basically what it is. Is the theme is you are in the Collector's.
Oh, okay.
Museum. And you're trying to break out of
the
Collector's Museum. I don't know if we saw him.
Howard.
I'm sure he's in it.
I think Howard is in there.
Howard has an Easter egg in there somewhere.
I think, because what they've done is they've taken the lobby of the Hollywood Tower of Terror. When they did the conversion, it's now the Collector's Museum. So they have all the stuff that you would see in that scene in Galaxies. And basically, when you go into you go up the elevator and you go into the waiting room where you would get the whole Rod Serling Twilight Zone thing. Mm-hmm. Now it's the Collector welcoming you, and then Rocket breaks into the communication and tells you what needs to happen. And basically, you have to go collect the rest of the Guardians and then bust out.
Yeah,
because Rocket's the only one that's not.
I'll stick with my Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. I like the Twilight Zone thing. I'm old. What do you want?
And I love them both.
As much as I love comic books and love the stories, there's something about that Twilight Zone that I don't like that they're kind of just burying, because I think those were better morality tales than we get today. Courtney, what is your number four?
Hold on, Deb. One thing before I wanted to tell you guys this story.
Oh, no.
I knew it was in your top 10.
Oh, yep.
So,
yep.
I have the fear of elevators. Tower of Terror simulated an elevator breaking down and crashing. Mm-hmm. I went on it. I went in the line with my friends and with Tara, and I was like, guys, I don't want to ride this ride. I don't, it's not for me. And they're like, they basically peer pressured me into it. So I got on it, freaked out, like not having fun thrill ride freaked out, like legitimately like scared, freaked out. And when the ride stopped, no one had a good time. The everyone on that ride was dead silent. You could see people looking around like, but yeah, it was bad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Courtney, what's yours?
My number four is Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar
no!
Point.
You made
which
me
I,
watch that. No.
I did. I made Dub watch the video, not in VR, and it scared the poo out of him.
I don't
want to
watch that
watching
on
it.
VR. I will not watch on your VR.
Yeah, it's like the second fastest roller coaster in the world.
I'm going to queue it up for
Point.
You in VR.
Yeah, so check it out. Check out the video of it if you want to see what it is. Because
it's scary. The video is scary, and when the video is scary, it's bad. And there's just sitting there, you're waiting, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, there's a huge drop and all sorts of good stuff, though.
So. Blige, you're number four, sir.
My number four, the inverter at Adventure Dome. Now, the inverter was, when I was a kid, that was like a new ride that they added to this theme park that had been the same for so long. And it is just like it's like a pendulum almost. You like sit in the seat and then it takes you up and then you hang upside down for a little bit and then it brings you back down and then it just, but at the time I remember it being like, what is this? We've only had the same six rides for however long in this brand new ride that's not even a roller coaster. But that was one that I definitely have fond memories of at Adventure Dome.
Outstanding.
I remember that too. My number four is Star Tours, because every time you go on it, it's a totally different ride.
Yeah.
I have gone on that thing so many times, and even since the update too. Before the update, you really didn't get the same ride every time, and now the new update, you still don't get the same ride
ever.
Every time. Ever.
I think
have
they have
never
like 20
the same
of them
ride.
Or something.
I will say my mom was the Rebel Spy once. Blew my mind. I was like, you have to buy the shirt now. And she was like, no. And I was like, fine. When I get it, you're buying both of us the shirt. She was like, fine. So that way we could have been it together. But I haven't been one yet. I have not been the Rebel Spy yet. That's not something I really ought to happen.
Speaking of complaining, I remember when Star Tours replaced Captain EO and people were up in arms.
Oh, Captain EO wasn't a ride. It was the Muppets. The Muppets took over Captain EO.
I think it's in the same place. Because
it's next to it.
No, Star Tours replaced the shrinking down into an atom, and people are upset.
Yeah.
Which was
That
was a
like,
cool learning experience.
Yeah,
because
they brought Captain EO back for a little bit when MJ died.
Yeah. Didn't get any better.
No.
It was groundbreaking for the time it was created, but.
So was Star Wars.
No, it's not.
We're not talking about it anymore.
Anyways.
Okay, so we're on number three. Number three is the first roller coaster I actually enjoyed going on, and it's the first roller coaster, I think, that had several different you didn't exactly have a choice on which one you went on, but it's two different rides, depends on which if you go left or right in the line, and that is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Did y'all know that there's two different rides on that?
Yes.
There's two different tracks.
I love Thunder Mountain.
Yeah. And that's something that it was never advertised. I mean, most people, I don't even know if they know it, but I went on 2 days and two times on the same day. This is a different ride. What the heck? And I thought that was really
I love Thunder Mountain.
Yes. It's just fun.
It's a great one.
It's just fast enough. It's not like terrifying, but it is. It's definitely, it gets your heart, especially when I was a kid. But that's the first roller coaster I actually loved going on and looked forward to.
It's always a fun one.
Courtney?
My number three is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. And since we already talked about it, then I'm just not going to say anything. I mean, I liked it when it was Tower of Terror, but I like it now that it's... I just like the ride.
Fair enough. Blythe? And with the sudden changing of the screen, we have Blythe. Your turn with your number three, sir.
My number three is Tatsu similar to Pixie's Ninja Ride. It lays you flat on your belly and flies you around like a dragon through the air.
Absolutely. It might be the same ride. They might have reskinned it.
Seems like was that happens a lot. Flags?
I figured I'd ask.
Say again?
Was that at Six Flags?
Yeah, it was at Six Flags.
Magic Mountain, the one in Valencia?
California. Yep. Yeah,
yeah, that might be the same ride. They just renamed it.
Reskinned
it. Yeah.
Okay, now we're
I don't know if yours is newer or mine.
Now, because of technical issues, you've seen us do this in the past. We have had one person that has to read the rest of their list. And on the hot seat today, reading the rest of your list is Mr. Blyze. What's your number two and your number one, sir?
Number two, one of our listeners had mentioned it or never been on it, but it's one of those ones where I've like watched videos and seen different things, and it looks great. And my number one is the X2 at Six Flags California, where the seats are on a swivel. So while you're riding the roller coaster, your actual seat is flipping back and forth. It's painstakingly sickly.
Sounds like high-tech zipper.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So I'm going to throw you guys a keep on geeking on. I'm going to get out of here. I love you guys, and I love the listeners. So I will talk to you all later.
Love you, Blyze. We'll see you later,
buddy. Bye, guys.
So ever so sorry about that. So yeah,
technical issues. Technical issues. Love you, Blyze.
Love you, Blyze.
Yeah, this sucks. Oh well. So okay. So we are on our number three, four. Yeah, Pixie.
No, I'm on three. I haven't done three yet.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ben. Again, that's sorry about the technical issues, but we do appreciate that everybody's, patient with us on this.
My number three is Superman at Magic Mountain and Six Flags. So I went on it. It was fun. You go straight up, fastest ride, straight down, fastest ride. That's what they tell you at the park. It's one of the fastest rides here. I was terrified, but I went, and it was just the most enjoyable experience. I loved it.
Nice. Okay, so we're on number two, and my number two is going to be Space Mountain. It was, you know, the scariest ride I ever went on as a kid, and first time I went through, closed my eyes, and just grunted through it, and it was amazing. But it's, you go on it later, and you start seeing all the constellations as you're flying through, and then you realize, wow, the bars are like 4 inches above my head. I don't lift your hand. You'll lose your hand. That's really dangerous. However,
that's only because that's how low the other parts of the track are.
I don't think that was the best designing, but I still do love that ride.
Have you done the ghost version of that during Halloween?
I have not.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really haunted and creepy, and a ghost chases you through space. It's fantastic.
Very good.
Yep, it's cool.
Courtney, what is your number two?
I have a tie for number two, but they're very similar. The Millennium Force and the Raptor. The Raptor is one of my favorites because it's where the suspension is above you, and so you're dangling with your feet, basically, when you're seated. And there's loop-de-loops and side rails. Both are in Cedar Point, obviously. Sorry, guys. And the Millennium Force, at the time it was created, was the fastest and steepest loop. Not loop, but hill. And it's if you throw change when you go into the tunnel, you can hit people, but I didn't tell you that.
So what? Who what?
Never where? Even what? Once. Did you do it?
So I've heard that you could do that.
Okay. Well, we'll ask when we're off air and we can't use it against
you. And if you want to know, listeners, hit me up on the Facebook page and I'll tell you the story of the change in the Millennium Force Tunnel.
Outstanding. Pixie, what's your number two?
My number two, when I went on it, was called California Screaming. It is now changed to the Incredicoaster, and I actually have not ridden the new version yet.
Me neither.
I'm excited to try it, but when California Screaming was there, just the smell of all of the Coney Island feel that it has there. And then you get the food and the snacks and the treats. And then you get on this ride and all you hear is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take off. And then you just shoot. And it's just like, it's so much fun, and it's just awesome. And then you do that little loop-de-loop through Mickey's head. Oh, it's just great. It's just a great experience.
They just shoot you out of that, like out of a cannon.
Yep.
But it was 0 to 60 and like nothing flat or something?
You do actually see how fast you're going. I learned if you're in the back of the coaster, you can see how fast you're going before you get up the mountain, because there's a little speedometer right next to you.
Do you guys like being in the front or the back of a coaster?
Depends on the coaster.
Ooh, yeah, it depends. I prefer the front for most coasters because you see more, but the back has less, like, the back has more bounce to it, so you do get more of a feel for the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my number one is a fairground favorite, and the Gravitron. If you haven't been on the Gravitron, that's when the drunk carny says, come on in here, and you know, everybody stands in a circle. And you're expecting people to start saying renew,
oh,
renew.
No.
Logan's run joke. But just you stand up on these padded, like standing mattresses, and the thing starts to spin, and all the G-force, you feel like you're Carol Channing after another.
Like your face is
very famous.
Off. It's so off.
Yeah. What is that called? A face tuck or
too
whatever.
Too much Botox?
Yeah, it's free. I loved it. You know, I don't know if I told the story on air or off, but we had a drunk carny left us on there for like half an hour. Oh yeah.
Oh.
And you know, this guy was great. He'd come out, he'd jump on the rail, because you know how they had a guy that sat in the middle playing the really bad 80s metal. And so he'd jump on the rail and stand up like this. Yeah, at like 90 degrees as things going and all the forces going down in his body. Very fun ride. I think that's just great childhood memories. I don't know if the ride's as good as I remember, but yeah, it just goes in a circle. That's all it does. But it's fun. Courtney?
My number one is Expedition Everest from, it's at Disney World. It's in the Animal Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot like stylishly wise, it's like Big Thunder Mountain. But it has this backward, and I've never been on a roller coaster that goes backwards, and it's the most amazing, because you kind of, you go the ride, you do the loops and stuff, and you go up the hill, because the Yeti's chasing you, basically, and you go up this hill, and then you stop, because the track is broken.
Yeah.
Because Yeti
is
there.
Shoots you back, yeah, the Yeti's pulled the track up, and then it just shoots you backwards, and there is nothing that prepares you for a backwards roller coaster.
No, it's freaky, isn't it?
It's freaking amazing. It is the coolest thing to go backwards. I loved it. We went on like seven times when we were in Disney World. So,
nice.
So much
anytime fun. We could get on it, we went on that one. It was awesome.
Pixie, what's your number one?
So my number one is also a fun story. I was at Six Flags on my friend's birthday, went on the Riddler's Revenge. It's supposed to be one of the few standing roller coasters you go on. We get on, and like I said before, she's about 5 foot. I'm about 5'5". What you have to do is you have to hop onto the little, like, thing that you have to put between your legs, and you just pull it down to your level so that your height is matched. She couldn't weigh it down. She sat there for, like, 3 minutes, like, hopping on it. She couldn't bring it down. So I was like, get off, and the lady kind of fixed it for all of us in the front row, because we were in the front row. And I bring it down for her. And so she's like trying to go on. She's trying to like fix it. And she's trying to get in. She finally gets in and she does the click. So I go in and I'm on the seat over. And I go in and I go to do the click. Well, mine clicks out here. And then very much like the Kevin Hart skit, it doesn't click further than that. It just comes in. It doesn't click.
So you're like this?
So I'm like, it's not clicking further. I need, you know, I didn't click. I didn't do that. But like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I need you. It's only clicking out here. I need it to click here. And the lady's trying to help me and we just can't get it to click. So finally she pushes it all the way down and she like locks the side and she's like, you should be fine. And the entire time I loved the ride, but the entire time my best friend who is in the middle and I'm on the outside is holding me. Because I keep doing this in the standing roller coaster, just flying back and forth. And she's hoping I don't fly out the side. But it was so much fun. We ended up going on it again. And I went on a different spot. I did not go back in the front row. Not again. and I got the click and I felt safer and it was great. But it's one of my favorite rides. We went on it like 3 more times that day. But that first time, I needed that click.
I hate it when it feels like it's not connected. Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, anything where there's a bar that goes down here, I'm a little top heavy, and we'll leave it at that.
Stop
and
bragging.
So the click will happen, but there's still usually like this much room between me and we usually can't get it down where it needs to go.
That was about 3 inches for listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners. It usually can't get it down far enough that it should be that I feel 100% safe because I am so top heavy. So I'm usually flopping around and that kind of makes it fun.
Horrible visual, horrible visual, horrible visual.
My head back and forth.
I went my hair back and forth. I went back.
Not voluntarily. And not voluntarily.
And I'm going to have to end the show on that. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for listening. Pay attention to the ending video. It tells you where you can get a hold of us. Comment on the Facebook, comment on the YouTube, subscribe, like, do all that fun stuff. It helps us a lot. Buy stuff from Redbubble, like that sticker that
Dancing in Pixie's window.
Pixie is making dance right now. It's pretty cool. And thanks to everybody for joining us. And I'm just going to introduce everybody. I'm Dub, and we have Courtney. We have Miss Pixie, and then we have the formerly there, Mr. Blyze.
Yes.
Thanks for putting up with all the technical stuff. The joy of our times today. But we so want to put out a show, and we love y'all. And keep on geeking on, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You have been listening to the latest episode of the iHeart Geek Show. Make sure you visit our website at www.iheartgeekshow.com. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you check us out on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And keep on geeking on to all of you geek rock stars.